Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, we continued in the Now Playing series, where we're looking at movies and saying how good stories often point to the greatest stories. And we looked at the movie Rocky. And at Rocky, we see this guy who's a million to one shot, complete underdog, taking on the undefeated Apollo Creed, champion of the world, 33-0 with 33 knockouts. No one's ever been the distance. And here goes Rocky. Well, I was thinking about a story of scripture that really points to, and we looked at 1 Samuel chapter 14, where the context of the story is that Israel has a new king, Saul, who his son Jonathan is part of his army, and they take on a Philistine garrison and defeat them. The Philistines get angry, and they send out a huge war party to go round up these Israelites and destroy them. Well, at this point, most of the army of Saul kind of goes away, and then we find in 1 Samuel 14 where his son Jonathan and just the armor bearer climb up a rocky cliffside to go take on the Philistines. And I think, you know, it's interesting that in the same way that Rocky, you know, had an opportunity to just kind of show up and come into his life, in that same way, that happened with Jonathan. You know, he found himself in a situation where they were surrounded pretty much, and they had an overwhelming army up against them, and you know, he's a million to one shot. But here he is, he's got an opportunity to go up and trust in God. And I think sometimes that's the way the Lord works. He puts opportunities in our life, and we may feel overwhelmed or even think we're between a rock and a hard place, we can't win. But oftentimes that's when God wants to be in our life. Let me tell you what happens. He and his armor bearer go up, but they kind of give a little test to the Philistines and really to God by saying, hey, they're going to give away their position climbing up this rocky cliffside and say that if the Philistines say, come up here, then we'll know that God has, you know, put them in our hands. And basically, Jonathan gave God an opportunity to show up by trusting in God. He didn't know how God was going to answer, but he stepped out in faith and trusted God. You know, I think it's interesting because in a similar way, you know, all of us have to be willing to trust God, trust that he has given us an opportunity, you know, to step out in faith. You know, those guys up there on the hillside, they start trash talking. I can just imagine Apollo Creed trash talking, you know, Rocky. But yet Jonathan and his armor bearer went up there. They took on a small skirmish, and then God did his thing. God sent an earthquake and a panic within the ranks of the Philistines, and they broke down. They started attacking each other, and God gave a great victory to Israel through one person and the armor bearer who chose to trust in him. You know, in my life, many times what I found is that I sense that God is asking me to do something. And in obedience, I have the opportunity to either trust in God, even when it looks like, you know, there's really no answer. And yet God will come through. I wonder if you've ever had that situation happen in your life, whether it's maybe trying to share the gospel with a friend, or maybe it's a relationship situation, or maybe it's a health situation. But in all those situations, God wants to do something in and through your circumstances. Whether it's through some elation or whether it's through some suffering, God is trying to use our life to show the world who he is. In that same way, he wanted Jonathan to trust in him, and that way God would show up, and then God would be the one who got the victory. In that same way, he wants that in us. You know, a promoter said to Rocky when he came into the room, and Rocky thought he was just going to be a sparring partner to Apollo Creed, and that promoter said to Rocky, you know, do you believe that America is a land of opportunity? Well, Apollo Creed does. And he wants to give the whole world to know that he believes in that by giving an unknown a shot at the title. I think in the same way, there are opportunities that come up in our life where God is trying to show us that he is God. And he wants us to trust in him. And in that, he's the one that grants the victory. So wherever you're at, I just want to ask that you think about what your circumstance is and where God might want to show up. Let me pray. Father, I believe that you show up in moments where we step out in faith to trust in you. whether it be in a situation, sharing the gospel, and somewhere in obedience, you want us to trust you. God, I pray that you would help us to take steps of faith today. Wherever you're at, take a moment and just ask the Lord, where's an area you want me to trust, and help me to be obedient. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Take care.